I was definitely surprised because we, I think, just coming back from the World Cup, we were, there was news going around, especially when I was in the De La Rose camp this year, that they said they were looking about getting that into gear and that would start in the near future, but I didn't realize it was this soon. So obviously after the De La Rose won the World Cup, following off from that, it was a big boost for, not just for Australian women's rugby, but I think rugby worldwide. You know, they lifted the game and they showed that the girls are, you know, just as much fun to watch as the boys, and they deserve to have that NRL competition going up. And when it got announced last week, I was really excited and happy that it finally came through and it's actually happening. It's becoming a reality now.
Have you been approached yet?
Not yet. I think there's still like talk going around, and especially when they, like you said, we don't know which six teams are going to be involved yet. So I think once they're announced, and especially because they're towards the end of the season, everyone's going to be having a break now and then coming back for preseason. I think we'll get to know a lot more information maybe next year, and when the year starts, we'll get more information. But I haven't heard anything yet. Just a talk going around that this NRL comp is happening.
Is there somewhere in particular that you would like to be based? Because you are obviously living at the moment in Brisbane.
I would like to stay in Brisbane, but obviously if I get an offer somewhere else, I'm happy to move. I finished my studies, so there's really nothing holding me back in Brisbane. I'm just looking for work at the moment, but I'd love to play footy and just find work here and there. But I love the game, and you know, wherever it takes me, I'm happy to go.
Now, NRL seems to be following in the footsteps of many other sports here in Australia, which have introduced women's competitions, for example, the cricket, Big Bash, but particularly also the AFL, which had its first season this year, I believe. And the CEO of NRL, Todd Greenberg, did admit that they had been looking at the others and perhaps were following suit.
The reality is we talk to them all. We learn from each other. We watch cricket. We watch the soccer. We watch the AFL. We watch what's happening overseas. And we try to bring all of those learnings and make them unique to our sport. And I think it's phenomenal what's happening in this country for elite females. And rugby league is playing the same part.
So that was Todd Greenberg there talking about the fact that they do, of course, look at some of the other sports. And if we talk about the AFL, now that started with 8 teams in its first season, but there are plans already that have been announced that they'll be expanding already by the year 2019, so just after 2 years. Do you think rugby might experience the same sort of growth?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think rugby is one of the fastest growing sports right now, especially with the success just in Australia, women's footy. Like, I've seen the expressive interest from younger girls coming through, and everyone's putting their hand up to take part in rugby league, and they want to be a De La Rose. And for this program to have that pathway for younger girls coming through, and it'll just get better every year. And obviously the AFL and cricket, they started before us, and they're getting more exposure now. You know, they had a wider audience watching them at the start of this year on TV, and even live, you know, they had a big crowd there watching the girls. And I think it'll be the same with rugby league. So the more it gets out there and the more people know about it, they'll be more interested to watch, and we'll get more exposure and more interest from women around the country putting their hand up to play the sport, and it'll just only grow from there.
Now, obviously, during the World Cup, you actually played with the PNG Orchids after you just missed out playing for the Australian De La Rose. Now, your captain for the Orchids, Cathy Niep, is also one who's expressed interest or said she'd love to play in this women's NRL competition. Are there others from the PNG Orchids as well that you see from your fellow teammates that might be able to make the transition?
I think like for most of the girls, they footy is their life. Like I love the passion that they have for the game, and they're willing to sacrifice everything just to play this sport. I've heard when I got into camp and got to know the girls, you know, so many of their stories involved skipping classes from school just to go to training. You know, they train every day, and the amazing sacrifices that they told me that they made just to play the game that they love, and that wasn't even playing for the country. That was just a club game that they'd, you know, not even listen. If their dad told them no, they would sneak out of the house and grab their boots and just run down the field just to have a game. And I think that's just amazing in itself. And if they were to get a call up, you know, all of them, any of those girls, it would be such a dream come true for the girls. You know, they some of them are as young as 18 years old. They just came out of school, or they're waiting to start uni, and you know, they have really nothing but footy, and footy can bring that exposure for them and that opportunity to even travel overseas. Some of them, it was their first time to come to Australia, and for them to come and experience that, and especially the World Cup, and see the game and see the standard where it's at right now. And if they were to get selected and play in this NRL comps, it'll just be a positive thing for PNG women's rugby and for them to take back to the country, to the national team, and only build from that. And then it's just amazing exposure, especially with them changing the mindsets of Papua New Guineans around PNG right now with what they're doing, and just impacting that mindset and changing everyone's attitudes. I think it'll just be a positive thing, and for them to take back to the country.